A campaign to motivate women to take heart disease seriously is underway this week. It's led by federal health officials and women's health advocates. Dr. Craig Santolin is a cardiologist with the Monroe Clinic. He says men are more likely to come to doctors with typical symptoms of a heart attack. However, he says women's symptoms can be more ambiguous.
Sometimes their symptoms are more in the way of nausea, shortness of breath, fatigue. They don't necessarily present with that clear history of a chest heaviness. Women are also a little bit more likely to pass it off, to make it say, well, it's going to go away, or it's not my heart, it's something else.
Santolin says it's often difficult for a woman to determine if she's having a stroke or other heart problems. He says immediate care is critical, since patients have a golden hour after a heart attack to see a doctor.
If you think you're having something that's not going right, if you're having symptoms of either chest pressure or back discomforts, upper back or down the arms or into the jaw, or new episodes of nausea, or especially with activity, or new fatigues, that you seek medical advice and you seek it early.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women, but there is good news. A recent study in the Wisconsin Medical Journal found that Wisconsin's heart disease mortality rate has dropped by 40% over the past two decades. However, Santolin says the decline in deaths has been slower among black women and women in rural areas of northern Wisconsin. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.